This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The fight over the status of gig workers just took a turn. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. What rights do gig workers have? Are they really employees owed worker protections and benefits, or are they independent contractors? A law called Proposition 22 tried to settle that for California, saying gig workers were independent contractors indeed. But late last week, a judge in that state struck the law down. It'll probably remain in place for now because the ruling is expected to be appealed. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri.
So this law was ruled unconstitutional. Why exactly?
Well, the judge said it prevented state legislators from making gig workers eligible for workers' compensation because of some unusual provisions. The California legislature would need a 7/8 majority to amend Prop 22, and it's almost impossible to get that kind of supermajority. And remember, Sabri, Prop 22 was a ballot measure passed by voters last year, and it says food delivery and ride-sharing drivers are independent contractors, not employees, and it exempts them from a 2019 California law that requires companies to give more workers benefits.
So what does this mean now for Uber, for Lyft, for their drivers?
Things are expected to stay the same for now because a group supporting the ballot measure is expected to appeal. So drivers in California will still be considered independent contractors. They will continue getting some basic benefits that were established under Prop 22, like a health care subsidy and an earnings guarantee. A group supporting the workers, Gig Workers Rising, is still celebrating, and it called Prop 22 an illegal corporate power grab.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
The Federal Reserve has its annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this coming weekend. It'll be virtual again this year. One thing viewers will be watching for is any indication as to when the Fed might pull back on buying treasuries as a way to support the economy. The thinking is it'll be some time before the year is out. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
There appears to be a growing consensus at the Fed that they're going to stop purchasing treasuries as a way to support the economy. Can you just remind us how purchasing treasuries has been supporting the economy?
Yeah, when they have cut the short-term interest rates to zero, they then turn to buying treasuries as a way of lowering longer-term interest rates and thereby stimulating home buying and investment and generally keeping financial conditions pretty accommodative so that there's more hiring and investing and spending generally than would otherwise be the case.
So do you think we're going to hear anything more detailed about when they might stop applying that stimulus or support to long-term interest rates?
Yeah, they're not in a rush, but they're definitely looking towards later in the year, maybe November, maybe December, as the starting point for ramping down those treasury purchases and stepping away from the very strong support they've been providing.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The race to evacuate people from Afghanistan is nowhere close to over. The federal government, nonprofits, media organizations, and private contractors are still trying to get people out. In many cases, it is to save them from the threat of Taliban retaliation for having assisted Americans during 20 years of war. If people in that situation can get out, many are eligible for special immigrant visas to live in the U.S. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on the efforts to find housing for everyone in a hurry.
For some context, consider Lutheran Social Services of the National Capital Area, which helps resettle refugees and people coming in on special immigration visas. Last year, it served about 500 people, mostly Afghan SIVs. The group is already on track to serve 500 people just this month.
Because the Afghan allies have, by definition, assisted the U.S. military and U.S. missions, many of their contacts are in the D.C. metro area.
Kristen Peck is CEO of the group. Finding apartments for everyone is one of her biggest and most expensive challenges. The D.C. area isn't cheap.
A lot of our budget gets spent on housing.
Other resettlement groups are worried as well, even though they're being flooded with donations and volunteers. At the end of the day, what they really need is apartments. Alicia Wren is with the refugee resettlement group, HIAS.
One thing that's complicated is somebody who arrives has no history, has no credit, has no Social Security card.
Making it tough to find landlords willing to take a chance, even though people coming in on SIVs receive a stipend of about $1,200 a person. One solution many groups are turning to in the short term, Airbnb. Christopher Nolte is director of corporate affairs and communications at the company.
We are prepared to provide housing to thousands of Afghan refugees as part of their resettlement journey in the United States.
Nolte says Airbnb placed more than 100 families over the weekend.
We're starting with short-term stays because right now there's just sort of a real need to just get people into the country. We will certainly extend those stays if the need exists.
For now, he says, the company is relying on the nonprofits it's working with for guidance in the steadily changing situation. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.